It's like Pac-Man for airplanes. JetBlue wants to buy Spirit, which Frontier was already chewing on. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A bidding war may be forming in the airline industry. In February, Spirit Airlines and Frontier announced a merger, two budget carriers becoming one. Now JetBlue has stepped in saying it wants to buy Spirit instead. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, Spirit Airlines is not saying much about JetBlue's unsolicited offer, David, other than that it will review it under the terms of its merger agreement with Frontier. JetBlue is describing its offer as superior to the deal Spirit had already agreed to with Frontier. In terms of value per share, JetBlue is offering more money, valuing the deal at $3.5 billion in cash. Frontier's offer was less, and it was pegged to its share price, which has since fallen.
What's JetBlue like about Spirit, other than perhaps the remarkably strict rules about carry-on bags?
Yeah, and the accompanying ancillary fees, by the way, are huge revenue drivers for Spirit. So JetBlue says that it wants to expand its routes and get into large hub airports that it's not in now. But if Spirit accepts JetBlue's offer, it's likely to get very close scrutiny from regulators. The Justice Department has already sued to stop an alliance between JetBlue and American Airlines, claiming that alliance reduces competition at airports in the Northeast. Well, Spirit's network is concentrated along the East Coast. So is JetBlue's. There could be even more overlap with this buyout, so should Spirit accept JetBlue's offer.
Now, all this adds up to a bad day at the office for Frontier.
Well, it's certainly questioning JetBlue's offer and pointing right at that Justice Department lawsuit. Unsurprisingly, Frontier believes its deal is superior. Frontier's routes are concentrated in the center of the country, in the West, which better complements Spirit's network. And the deal has also gotten pushback from some lawmakers worried about reduced competition in the airline industry.
Nova, thank you. The world's richest business person, Elon Musk, uses Twitter with flair to needle, to philosophize, to break news, to prompt scrutiny from securities regulators. Musk has now disclosed he's become Twitter's biggest single shareholder, owning more than 9% of the company, and now will join the board. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on this Twitter-Musk symbiosis.
Elon Musk has been a fierce critic of Twitter over its control of speech. But now he's been brought inside the tent of the influential social media platform, says equity analyst Angelo Zeno at CFRA Research.
The last thing you want is an unhappy Elon Musk, put it that way.
Zeno thinks Musk has taken a board position to try to shape Twitter more to his free speech ideals, also to help it innovate and make more money.
Getting more individuals in that 25 to 34-year-old range embracing the platform. New ideas like crypto, more e-commerce capabilities, changing the algorithm around.
Musk recently tweeted a poll asking if Twitter should have an edit button to allow posts to be corrected or changed after they're published. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Yesterday, Lael Brainard, who's nominated to be the vice chair of America's Central Bank, said inflation is a big deal and needs to be stopped. Not surprising in itself, but it's of special note because Brainard tends to focus more on growth and jobs and hasn't been a high interest rate crusader. The bond and stock markets then tanked to day two. The Dow is down 259.8% now. The S&P down 1.2%. The NASDAQ is down 2.2%. The 10-year interest rate, 2.63%, the highest in a year.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Elected officials in California are pushing for more diversity on the boards of companies headquartered there. One law promotes gender diversity, another presses for ethnic diversity and more people from the LGBTQ plus community. But last week, a judge struck down the law focused on racial diversity, seeing it as an unconstitutional quota. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that.
Back in 2018, then-California Governor Jerry Brown acknowledged that requiring diversity in the C-suite was a little iffy legally. And yet he signed the first of two mandates on gender into law. It's the second mandate, calling for more candidates from underrepresented groups, that was just overturned.
As the court noted, you can't fix discrimination by discrimination.
Tom Fitton is the president of the conservative advocacy group Judicial Watch, which successfully sued the state by arguing that the mandates violate the Equal Protection Clause of California's state constitution.
To say generally, well, we don't like discrimination in society, and therefore we're going to require certain numbers from certain groups and not other groups. It's not what the law allows.
California is deciding whether to appeal, but the mandates have worked, says Megan Wong, COO of The Board List, a platform that matches companies with diverse board members.
We are in a discriminatory status quo, so without action, I'm very doubtful that things will happen voluntarily.
But persuading companies to make voluntary changes may be the most viable path now, says Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson.
I think what advocates are going to have to do is say to people in leadership in corporations, look how much we already accomplished just for the short period of time that these laws were in effect.
California's experiment with mandating board diversity has been studied by academics like Daniel Green of Clemson University. He says in the 3 years since the gender law was passed, the percentage of female directors on California boards went from 15% to more than 30%.
What's interesting to us is that outside of California, we have not seen a big increase in the number of female directors added to boards.
Other studies show that corporations with diverse boards are more profitable. The question for California now is how to keep the momentum going without breaking the law. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
And it's not exactly going out on a limb if you don't say when. Deutsche Bank is now the first major Wall Street player to predict a recession is coming to the U.S., but Deutsche Bank gave no firm timeline. Maybe 2023, early 2024 is the sense. This is the view that the Fed cannot pull off a soft landing for the economy and that the touchdown's going to hurt. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report, from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.